The readings today give us some powerful images from the Old Testament and in the Gospel. The New Testament is in the Gospel as well. In the Old Testament there, from the book of Chronicles, it directly parallels, that the church sees this directly paralleling the Blessed Mother. We have David, who's an image, an archetype of Christ. And then David is bringing up into Jerusalem, into the tent of meeting, the Ark of the Lord. So David has already made Jerusalem his home, his throne room. And the first thing he does after he has made Jerusalem into his capital, into his home, the very first thing is he goes and he brings the Ark into Jerusalem as well. And the parallel, of course, is Christ, the true King. As soon as he ascends to heaven, to his throne room, and sets up there with all of his glory and power in the resurrection, as soon as his mother is ready, he brings her up to be with him as well. That's what the responsorial psalm sang. The queen clothed at your right hand, arrayed in gold. The queen is the queen mother, the mother of the king. In the Old Testament, it was Solomon, right after David, the first thing that he did when he became king was to have his mother, Bathsheba, come in and set a throne up right next to his, right on his right, so that she could sit right by him, his closest advisor, so to speak. And so the church is saying that that's the role of the Queen Mother, who is the mother of the King, is to stand at his right hand, arrayed not just in this kind of gold, but in glory, in the gold that is eternal, in the gold that radiates light, and the gold that is the resurrection. So we have these beautiful readings that, and in that first reading again, it talks about what David ordered for this, how David ordered this to be done. He called together the sons of Aaron and the Levites, the priests and the deacons and the whole assembly, right, and commanded them to play on musical instruments, harps and lyres and cymbals, to make a loud sound of rejoicing. This is a day of rejoicing, a day to be celebrated. Why is it a day to be celebrated? Why is it a day of rejoicing for us? Why is it a day of rejoicing for us that Mary, the mother of the King, our mother, has been assumed into heaven to the right hand of Christ the King? Sitting there at his right hand, she's the first one to whisper into his ear. And on the cross, if you remember, Jesus made a very strong point of saying to the beloved disciple, which is all of us, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son, your child. So just as Mary cared for Christ, Jesus has now commanded her to care for all of his disciples. And she sits right there at his right hand, caring for you and me. And that's the beautiful thing about the gospel, right? Where the gospel says, a woman from the crowd cries out, blessed the womb that carried you and the breast at which you nursed. And Jesus doesn't say, no, that's wrong. She's not blessed. He says, blessed also, and even more blessed, are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Now, you go through the Gospel of Luke and all the Gospels. Find me one instance where Mary did not listen to the word of God and observe it. She's the one who said, behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. She listened very carefully, and she observed even more carefully. And so Most blessed is that one who not only bore the Lord, carried him within her, which is what the ark of the Lord in the Old Testament did, right? Why did God feel it was necessary to have an ark in the Old Testament? He could have just made the tent of meeting his dwelling place. He wanted this ark that was covered in gold on the outside and on the inside. And inside was the commandments, the Ten Commandments, the jar of manna, and the staff rod of Aaron, the high priest, the law of the Lord, the bread of the Lord, and the priesthood of the Lord. Dwelt inside this ark, which is what Christ is dwelling inside Mary's womb, arrayed in gold. Blessed the Queen who stands at your right, arrayed in gold, even more glorious than the ark. So, blessed rather the one who sits at his right hand in glory, observing all that he does. And what's the will of the Lord is that we be redeemed, that we be made holy, that we come to be with him as well. If he's that eager to have his mother come up, and he has given us to his mother, he wants us to come up as well. So the last thing that I wanted to share with you is just the dignity of this feast. Not just for the Blessed Mother, but for all of us who hope to follow. I love that in one of the sermons of Pope Leo the Great, he says, "Remember, O Christian, your dignity. Remember your dignity." Now, Leo is talking about that God has become one of us in the incarnation, but we could just as easily say, "Remember your dignity, that one of your own, that a human being, your mother, is sharing in the glory of God at the right hand of the Father, at the right hand of Christ, who's at the right hand of the Father, right there, eager to intercede for us. Run to her with your intercession. Run to her with your prayers and your needs. The church never says don't also run to Christ, but why not hit him from all sides, right? And the last little story, when several years ago, it's been quite a few years ago, my sainted mother, I say sainted because she had to deal with me, my sainted mother had a stroke where she was very close to death. And we all rushed to the hospital to see her. And I was coming from the farthest distance and might have broken a speed limit or two. But when I got there, it was late at night. And I walked in, and all my siblings are gathered around, and my dad is there, and mom's laying there in the bed. And as soon as I walked up, the first thing she says is, "Did you drive safely to get here?" I say, "Yeah, I'm okay, Mom, I'm okay." And the second thing she says is, "Have you had anything to eat yet?" And she turns to my dad. She says, "There's some sandwiches in the refrigerator home for Dan. Make sure that he gets one of those." I said, "Mom, I'm fine. I'm fine. We're here for you." But it's a beautiful illustration to us of a mother's love. And my mom's not perfect. The Blessed Mother is even more of a mother. And she's at the right hand of Christ. And she has been commanded. She observes what she's commanded. She's been commanded to look upon us as her sons and daughters. And so she turns to us, I'm sure, from heaven to say, "Are you getting here safely? Have you had enough to eat? Come to the table and feast."